Joel.
And Lola.
It's Joel Lola, and we're here to say we're bringing you news, so that's about it. All right, on to the news.
News.
Hey, everybody likes the news.
Today's news starts off at May 9th, 2200.
2200, body of this. It's 2020. 2020 like your vision, right?
Yeah. Right. Eat those carrots.
What's going on in the world? Carrots are good, though. Huh? I like carrots.
Carrots are good for you.
They are. They're good, though. You can make them sweet. Proud.
What's the news of today?
Look at this guy. We got this guy.
What's going on during the pandemic of 2020?
Pandemic 2020 vision. Since the coronavirus hit New York, this guy's out in the Evergreen Cemetery. I don't know what part of New York it's in. But his name is Juan Manin. And he says that he won't stop until every soul is laid to rest. What do you think his job is? He's not going to stop until every soul is laid to rest. What kind of a man is this Juan Manin? Huh? He's not going to stop until every soul is laid to rest. What do you think? What do you think he does?
Soul to rest?
Yeah.
For me, a soul goes into another dimension. But to rest is your body, your physical shell goes into the ground.
What do you think this man does as an occupation?
Well, he could be the Grim Reaper.
Close. He's a grave digger. Seems like a decent enough, nice human being. He seems like a nice guy. I've seen my father, my brother, and my sister die, so I understand what it means on a personal level.
New York City?
This is in New York, yep. In New York, so in the Evergreen Cemetery. But yeah, this guy Juan seems like a good guy. He's our hero of the week over there. He's the hero of the week. Nice guy. Nice guy. Respect to him. And then we got the Texas ladies. Remember that? They jailed the lady because she was cutting people's hair, babe.
Yeah.
Did you see that? She's out.
It's controversial right now. So just disobeying the law, but, you know, what are you
going to
do?
Look at this. It
says money.
Texas frees hair O from prison. Get it? Hair O. You know what I mean? She's like hair over people's hair. That's hey, I didn't make the pun. You know what I mean? Rest in peace, big pun. I have to ask you, knowing you, but I would imagine I know your stance. What, are you sick or not of the Harry and Meghan fiasco? What's going on? Like, why do I have to see the names all the time? What do I care? I thought they were going to disappear somewhere, right?
Yeah, I mean, they dropped their royal duties to become regular citizens, and now they're not happy about it. So they have to make money by doing all these interviews.
Okay, so they wanted to be... I don't even think they do interviews, right? They wanted to not be... They wanted to be regular people, is what they want, right?
Yeah.
They're living in an $18 million house that's owned by Tyler Perry.
Yeah,
that's regular people? Is that how the regular people live?
Well, that's their lifestyle. I mean, how do you jump from being royal family down to, like, trying to live in a $20,000 apartment?
That's not my fucking problem. You should have thought about that before you said that's what you were going to do. When your stupid girlfriend who would never have a part in any Disney movie or whatever she does, without you. Like, I mean, she did her now. She's just all, what are you doing, bro? What are you doing up there in Canada? Like, what's going on? You left the family behind. I think you went crazy. And now you're just stuck up there probably going, what am I doing out here?
Yeah. Sounds like I'm about right.
What do you think?
Well, I think that they, you know, they should have thought harder about what they were doing with this, because you can't just drop these royal duties. Like, you can't just become a regular citizen just because you thought, oh, this is a great idea. Like, what do you think?
So, did you know? Have you ever been to a drive-in movie theater?
No, I haven't.
No?
No.
There's one up at Weir's Beach.
There's one at Weir's Beach?
I think there's one up there, right near Fun Spot.
I know the Phantom Gourmet guys own one.
They own one. I just saw they were on the news because they're trying to get theirs open. and they already packed everything out for the food, and I saw that on the news. But Robert De Niro's company, Tribeca, and they're gonna have, they're releasing drive-in movies all over the country this summer. They're gonna have different setups. They're gonna start setting up drive-in movie theaters where they weren't before, and I don't know if they're gonna be permanent ones or like pop-ups. That's pretty cool.
So like an abandoned building.
I don't know how it works. Maybe I'm just coming up with that idea. I mean, they don't. There's not drive-in theaters everywhere. So how are they? They're planning on. It said in the article that they're gonna release them, you know, throughout the country. So I don't know how they plan on doing that with IMAX.
Yeah.
So I wonder if it's just gonna be. It can't be in like IMAX. It's gonna be IMAX screens, maybe outdoor. Maybe that's gonna be the new.
The new social distancing type of event.
I like driving movie theaters.
Yeah.
I went to see. I think I've only been to one in my life, and I went to see Empire Strikes Back with my dad, my real dad, Steve.
Yeah.
So my other real dad.
How
friend.
Do you think this is gonna affect the way we see movies in the future? Or do you think it's just temporary?
I don't know. It'll be fun either way. You know, good. You get to see like good movies, like you're supposed to see them on a big screen like that, you know.
Yeah, middle
but
of the woods.
People are just like... gonna sit at home and watch the Amazon and Netflix and everything, and Disney. I'll go to the drive-in. You go with me.
Yeah, the drive-in is like bringing technology and just natural like nature, human nature, and like next into each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like putting them side by side. Technology and nature.
Yeah, that sounds
coincides
cool.
with each other.
Coincides, yeah. Little squirrels come out and they sit on top, you know.
No,
the
got
raccoons
their
come
over.
Yeah.
over.
You know, a couple turtles, Leo's in the back.
Chipmunks hanging out on
chipmunks,
top of the roof.
You know what I mean?
All the peanuts they've collected.
An aardvark or whatnot. Something like the gopher from Caddyshack.
Yeah, you know? Anyone.
All the golfers. Yeah.
All the animals come. Your
all
dogs.
The golfers.
You can bring your dogs to the movies.
Every golfer is welcome. Yeah.
Every golfer.
Bring your dog. Bring the dog.
So, yeah, I think it's a good idea. I mean, temporarily, you know, in the nice weather, you can't really have an outdoor movie theater when it's snowing out, but...
Yeah. Temporarily.
Yeah.
Oh,
like life
good.
Is right now. Temporarily.
Life is temporarily.
Everything should pass.
Everything should pass. We hope so.
That's
I
the
hope
saying.
That you're passing in school. And that's about it. It's good news week. Someone dropped a bomb somewhere, contaminating atmosphere. It's good news week.
Good news week.